everywhere. ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. President Trump is back in Washington, having left the G7 summit in Canada early due to the Israel-Iran fighting. Aboard Air Force One, the president said he wasn't aiming for a ceasefire, but for a permanent end, or for Iran giving up. He urged people to evacuate Tehran. Also on the plane, Mr. Trump was asked if he plans to call Minnesota Governor Tim Walz about the deadly shootings of state lawmakers.
I'm not calling. Why would I call him? I could call him and say, hi, how you doing? The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
One of the worst Russian air attacks in Ukraine's capital of the war happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. One of the two doctors accused in the overdose death of Friends TV star Matthew Perry is expected to plead guilty with a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol request for increased security, a spokesman for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss confirmed Monday increased security presence has been requested prior to Wednesday's Assembly floor session that follows the weekend assassination of Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was included in a list of names found in the vehicle of the man accused in the Minnesota shooting. Law enforcement informed the senator that her name was on the list. Vance Belter is accused of killing Hortman and her husband and wounding a Minnesota state senator and his wife. And the Wisconsin Elections Commission is checking up on Wisconsinites who haven't voted in several years. 200,000 notices were sent out to the addresses of voters who haven't cast a ballot in the past 4 years, so the commission can find out if those voters still live there and if they're still interested in voting. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, our high 83. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 64. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with heavy rain, an inch or more possible, our high tomorrow in the upper 70s. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. Currently, it is 66.
Your hometown station.
I'm in love with you, 'cause you talk to me like lovers do. I feel joy, I feel pain, 'cause it's still the same. When the night is gone, I'll be alone. Another night, another dream, but always you. It's like a vision of love that seems to be true. Another night, another dream, but always you. In the night.
Connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Sad enough. I maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:11 on Tuesday morning. And yes, we have an interesting day for calendar day. He's going to play that real quick.
Oh, good morning.
Today is
National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Eat your vegetables.
Eat more vegetables.
Vegetables?
We don't eat vegetables.
What? You're not going to eat your vegetables?
Told us he didn't want to eat his vegetables.
You didn't eat your vegetables?
It's National Eat Your Vegetable Day.
Happy National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Vegetables. Let's start the show.
It's showtime.
So yes, it is National Eat Your Vegetables Day today. I did not know that was a thing, and yes, I will make sure to eat some vegetables today, but first, we should take a look at our weather forecast. Today, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Later on in the afternoon, it will turn mostly sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue with a low of 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high of 74. On Thursday, a slight chance of afternoon showers, sunny, a high of 83. Friday, shower and thunderstorm chances in the morning, turning partly sunny with a high of 85. Looking ahead to the weekend, we're looking at sunny and hot, highs near 91 degrees on Saturday and Sunday. Currently, it is partly cloudy and 66 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building and the Max FM studios. We thank everyone for joining us today. Chief Carlone has been delayed, so we're working on finding out some more details there. We'll provide those updates as soon as we have additional details passed along. But yes, Chief Carlone has been delayed in joining us this morning. As a reminder, there will be a crime and safety meeting tomorrow night, June 18th. This will be hosted by the Powerline Coffee Company right across the road here at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Chief of Police Justin Carlone will be there, and we're going to talk about the crime and safety issues in the city of Baraboo. And also, they're going to have a guest speaker there. The one and only veteran service officer from Sauk County, Tony Tyzinski, will be joining them again. So the crime and safety meeting tomorrow night, June 18th, 6:30 p.m. at Powerline Coffee Company, 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. So stop on by, have a cup of coffee, meet the police chief, and we will provide an update as soon as we know additional details on things this morning. It is one of those Tuesday mornings where you just sometimes need to be a little bit flexible, and things do happen. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Now, do you ever get halfway through the day and realize that, yeah, some things are just aggravating? A new poll looked at the top things that can immediately drain your social battery. So yes, your social battery can be easily drained, right? Meaning everyday interactions that make you feel like, okay, enough for today. You know, I've just had enough of everyone. According to a new survey of 2,000 Americans, here are the top 10 things that can push us over the edge. Number 10, a social networking event. Number 9, when someone wants to show you something on their phone. Number 8, coworker overshares or gets too personal about something. Number 7, group video calls, especially if it's a work call. So these are things that make your day not feel so good. Number 6, office gossip. We don't have to worry about that here, thankfully. So that's one thing we have absolutely not any of that happening here. So that's a good thing. Number 5, of things that people realize that are a part of our daily interactions and make us just had enough of that is unsolicited advice. Yeah, I get that one totally. Number 4, talking to a stranger. Well, maybe you got caught in a conversation with someone you don't know and then they're talking and they don't stop. I'm not sure what that one was all about. Again, we're talking about a survey of 2,000 Americans and the top things that can push us over the edge. Number 3, dealing with customer service on the phone. Oh my goodness, I can totally relate to this. I'm not going to give specifics, but one of my bills at home went up, and I saw that, and I paid it, obviously, but wasn't real happy it went up, and then I called them and said, hey, what can I do to make this bill less, because I really don't see the value for the service, and this bill jumping up by $25 a month. Well, we can add this service to it, and then you can get this promotion, da-da-da-da, but your bill will still be higher. And I'm like, that is not the point of my call. You just totally missed the whole thing. Well, we can downgrade your service, and then you'll save some money. I'm like, okay, that's not helpful either. So, yeah, I get it. So one of those things in your day that you just don't feel like dealing with customer service. Totally get that. Number 2, too much awkward small talk. And the number 1 item, according to a survey of 2,000 Americans, of the things that can push us over the edge, being interrupted or talked over. So yes, I totally can get that one. You know, all of a sudden you're talking and then someone jumps in and says, blah, 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 and you're like, wait a minute, I was trying to get my rest of my story in or get to the rest of my point, and then that doesn't happen. And so, yeah, I totally understand that one as well. So yeah, those are the top things that put us over the edge in daily interactions. And yeah, the number three, dealing with customer service over the phone, that definitely put me over the edge last night. I still don't feel like that situation was resolved to the point where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to look at other options for service because, you know, I don't want to pay the extra money, but hey, we're going to save you money by giving you more services. I just kind of get a good chuckle out of that. So, all right, we are going to our chief just walked in here. So we're going to play a quick song. We'll get him all situated and we'll be right back with you in about 3 minutes. A little Kenny Loggins and Danger Zone on Max FM.
Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant in Orthopedics.
The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
City weather. Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon. Our high 83. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 64. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with heavy rain, an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the upper 70s. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. Temperature now 67.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily going on 7:24 on Tuesday, June 17th. We are having a great day at the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. I am joined by Police Chief Carloni from the city of Baraboo. How are you doing today, Chief?
Awesome. Glad to be here, Dave.
We thank you so much for joining us. Now, you've had a busy 2 months in the time you've been in Baraboo, to say the least, right?
Yeah, very active. Obviously, a lot of events coming up. The circus parade was a really good turnout, a real fun event for me to attend. I really enjoyed meeting everybody and being a part of that.
It was so neat to see those kids walking in the parade with you on Saturday. They were all dressed up and had the whole part down for you, it looked like.
Yep, we put them in little police outfits. We thought that would be definitely a parade item, and they really enjoyed it, and I think the public got a kick out of it. It was very fun for everybody involved. We swore them in at the beginning honorary law enforcement officers for the circus parade. So they got a kick out of it, and I think it's a good way to promote the police department and just the youth in general. People looking to get into this profession later on in life.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I remember being a kid and looking up to the law enforcement and the firefighters. And if I could have had that experience as a kid, that would have been a pretty neat experience. It was neat to see that on the Baraboo Police Department, City of Baraboo social media pages as well. So thank you for doing that. And yeah, 2 months into it, it's been a whirlwind tour for you for certain. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. As a reminder, if you have any questions for the Baraboo Police Chief, we'll take those today. You can text us 608-355-9970. Also, if you want to call in, 608-355-9970, we'll try to get you on there. As a reminder, all phone calls are recorded, and we do monitor those. So if you're calling in, just be aware of that again, 608-355-9970, or go ahead and text those questions in as well. Now, you and I were talking just before we came on the air together that this is going to be a regular thing for people to, so they know it's going to be the third Tuesday of the month. You and I are going to sit down and talk once a month right here on Max FM, right?
That is correct. And it's also to promote our crime and safety meeting, which is every third Wednesday of the month, which will be tomorrow, the 18th, at Powerline Coffee. And that's at 6:30 in the evening. So I'm encouraging citizens to come down and join in. I will be producing some crime numbers to look at. But more importantly, we will have people there from Veteran Services, as well as a couple of police officers that are veterans to talk about their experiences and hopefully provide services, make people aware of services that are available to them if they have a veteran that may be in need of those services. So it's it has a two-prong effect. We'll be talking about, like I said, a topic each month, as well as introducing stuff from the police department and having that open conversation with the citizens and what they want to see from their police department, what they want to see from their officers.
And again, that crime and safety meeting is tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. at the Powerline Coffee Company, located at 108 3rd Street here in Baraboo, right across from the Max FM studios. The guest speaker will be the Veteran Service Officer, Tony Tyzinski. I wasn't even going to try to have you pronounce that one. I've known Tony for quite a while, so I know his last name very well. So Tony will be there, and other members from the Veteran Service Office, as well as some other officers from the Baraboo Police Department. So again, what we're doing with the chief today is now a regular thing. We're going to be doing this the third Tuesday of the month, and we will put some social media events out there as well, so people are aware of that. You can text us questions, 608-355-9970. If you don't want to text, you can email dave@max.fm as well. We'll take the questions there, or we'll let you post those questions online. We're still working through all the logistics of this, and the chief has agreed to be one of my first live people for this type of event. So thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate that.
No, glad to be here.
Now, the other thing that we've been talking a little bit about is your website, because we know that the website is a popular way for people to communicate with law enforcement, and you're looking at making some changes there as well.
Yep, we're in the process right now of changing some of the graphics, specializing the pages for each division to make it more accessible to the public. When they have an issue regarding criminal investigation, they'll be able to go right to that criminal investigation page and access resources or find a point of contact. And that's the same for the patrol bureau and then administrative bureau as well. So depending on what they need, it'll be much more user-friendly. It'll be more topic-specific. And also we're looking to eventually have it where people are able to file any type of complaint or concern through there or any anonymous tips. So we're really trying to broaden that, make it much more user-friendly. It's just a work in progress, and you'll see that changing going forward.
And so again, that you can go to the city of Baraboo or BaraboWI.gov or SaveBaraboo.com for the city website, and they are working on making those changes. And as a reminder, if it's an emergency, you should always call 911 if you're reporting an emergency. But this way, you can report tips anonymously or also interact with the Baraboo Police Department. Now, I know one of the other initiatives that you're looking at is crime mapping software to get a better idea of kind of what's happening in the city of Baraboo, correct?
Correct. I was aware that we actually have software that we use for the Department of Public Works. And on there, it's already built in a crime analytical portion. I'm in the process of working with the city engineer to develop an interactive crime mapping and crime data, not only for the police department internally, but eventually making that available to the public for situational awareness so that they know what's going on in their community, so that the alderpersons know what's going on in their in their district. So it'll the map will be identified through districts, but you'll be able to pull up various crime data. Obviously, there'll be some security levels in there because we don't want to be invading people's personal life. So it'll be pretty generic to the public, but this database will give some ideas of what's going on in the community, and it allows me to stay on top of that. Those issues are immediately, and hopefully down the road we'll see this as a database that updates every 15 seconds and real-time data. So looking forward to that. It's, like I said, it's something we already have here in place, so it's not a big cost factor for us. There's some administrative stuff, but other than that, it's something that we already had this tool. It just wasn't being utilized.
And the nice part with utilizing a tool like that is you can start to see trends and patterns and develop a plan around those as well, correct?
Correct. It just makes for smart policing. Rather than just deploying squads only by sectors, we can deploy them by where we see issues or even some predictive analysis in there where we start placing people in the right places at the right times. And I know that Baraboo does not have, you know, the same crime that some other cities may experience, but this is a tool for the future, preparing for the future. We do have a lot of festivals, a lot of events that come in into town, and so you get transient individuals coming in and out of the town for those events, and that's when sometimes bad things can happen. So I think having this tool in place just gives us an advantage of that, and then it also prepares us for the future, and we can use it to look at other types of crime trends, whether it be just, you know, theft, entry to autos, accidents, giving knowledge to the public so that they can either avoid those situations or at least be advised that those situations are out there.
And one thing that the general public can do to prevent some of this is real simple. Make sure you lock your car up, right? That's a basic 101 on this.
You lock your car. Don't leave your valuables. Don't leave your computer sitting on your front seat. Don't make it attractive to criminals. And so, yeah, those are simple things that we'll continue to message as I see more and more what plagues Baraboo. But for the most part, this is a very safe city and a very organized city and a great city to be in. So,
yeah, it's most definitely a great city to be in. We had the big top parade, as you and I were talking about a little bit ago, and everything seemed to have gone very well with that from what we could see on our end of it here. It went off without a hitch, correct?
Correct. Actually, my staff, I mean, kudos to them. They were very well prepared. Sergeant Mark Lee was the one that spearheaded that whole event, did an excellent job. And we had outside agencies from Lake Delton, from Sauk Prairie, and Sauk County Sheriff's Department that assisted. Awesome job in helping us out. We're always thankful to our partners in law enforcement that come to help us for these events. So, yes, it went off very smoothly, and I think it was due to just a good planning and being prepared for things that could go awry. So just having a plan in place. They did an awesome job.
Yeah, they did fantastic. We were able to interact with one of the Reedsburg officers who was at our corner of the street, and we let him know what we were doing so he wasn't surprised by all of a sudden there was going to be a band out in the middle of the street unplanned or something like that. And I was very impressed with how everything just went so smoothly. We had law enforcement keeping tabs on both ends of our parade broadcast as well, so that way there was no issues there, because obviously we're kind of taking up a little bit of the street during that time, and it went very smoothly. We appreciated the interaction and the work of the law enforcement officials that were there. This was one of our smoothest parade operations for our TV broadcast and streaming broadcast because of that. So thank you to all of you and the law enforcement agencies involved by that. We appreciate that for sure.
Thank you.
You bet. So one of the things that you're looking at also doing is bicycle patrol, because that is something you and I talked about in our first time when we got together, is that you want to deploy bicycles in the city of Baraboo, because obviously that makes it a little bit easier to get around to certain places as well.
Yep. I'm really looking to our bicycles are pretty old. They're up around a 10-year mark and older. So we're looking to try to get 4 new bicycles going forward, but my goal is to have the officers down here, especially during the summer months, on the weekends, in the downtown area, more interactive, more approachable. To me, it's a good community engagement as far as being able to interact on a more personal level with your citizens, especially we had concerts in the square last week. I'd like to see the bicycles out there for those events on a regular basis. And moving forward, hopefully maybe even putting them in certain neighborhoods during certain times, to engage the community and other areas of the city. So I think bicycles are a very important tool as far as, you know, you could drive by in a squad car and you don't really have that interaction. But when you're on a bicycle, people come up and approach you. They talk to you and they get to know their officers. And I really just want the community. I know that's already somewhat in place, but I just want to improve on that.
And you and I'll be talking more about that in our next time when we get together in July. We'll talk more about that, and we'll have some more details on that going forward as well. And I can say it's nice to see the officers out and about. One night, Wendy and I were out and about, and we got to interact with you, as a matter of fact, one of the officers, while you guys were doing foot patrol in downtown Baraboo as well. And it's nice just to be able to approach our officers, and they don't mind when you approach them, right?
No, our officers are out there. I mean, we're here for the good things as well as obviously we have to deal with issues from time to time. But for the most part, we're here to protect and engage and get to know our citizens. And we want our citizens to come up to us and confide in us. That's how we combat issues before they get out of hand. If we're aware of something early on, because citizens engage us in viable communication, we can prevent that from getting out of control or put that fire out, so to speak, before it even starts.
And again, if you do have questions for the chief, you can text those to us now, 608-355-9970. Or if you're brave enough and want to call in, we will accept phone calls as well, 608-355-9970. And again, we will be doing this on the third Tuesday of every month before the crime and safety meeting. So it looks like the third Tuesday of July will be July 15th. And going forward, we'll also have a social media event post for this. We're kind of fine-tuning this as we go as well. We'll have a social media post. You can put your questions on there as well on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Also, again, as a reminder, we do have the crime and safety meeting. That is tomorrow night at the Powerline Coffee Company, 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. You can come and meet the police chief as well as veteran service officer Tony Tajinski. He will be there as well. Now, going forward with these interviews, we're actually going to bring some officers in, correct?
Yeah, my plan going forward is we're going to try to showcase each of our officers here to tell a little bit about their background, how they got into law enforcement. And we're going to be trying to do that going forward for each of these, inviting an officer, a different officer, a different supervisor each month going forward.
And we look forward to that. We actually have been setting up some new equipment in the studio to facilitate that. And we are very happy to be able to do that and be part of this. And as a reminder, the Sauk County Fair will be coming up starting, I believe, July 7th. So they'll see a lot of your officers at that event as well.
Correct. We'll be out there and looking forward to that, and it should be a great event.
And we may even try to get one of them on the air with us while we're out there. We'll be broadcasting live, just so you know, July 9th. That's a Wednesday through that Saturday. I'll actually be out there broadcasting from the circus wagon. I know everyone's kind of chuckling about how I'm going to get into a circus wagon with one arm. We're still working on all the details of that. But we will be broadcasting live out there from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. starting Wednesday, July 9th. We'll probably try to get one of the officers in there just to say hi. And if people want to come by and meet one of them, we may do that. We may have you in there as well. We do try to do some things on social media as well. So we'll see how well set up we are. We're actually working with one of our engineers. We may even try to get Drew Smith to be one of our guest co-hosts that night. And he, just in case you're curious, Chief, Drew's one who left those donuts over there. And he left them here from the weekend, just so you know. So there's bananas and water over there if you need it as well. So I saw those sitting here this morning, and I'm like, yeah, Drew, buddy, are you trying to get me in trouble already this morning? So.
Are you trying to stereotype me, Dave?
Would I do something like that? I was going to add, I had thought about, okay, so full disclosure, one of the prior chiefs, he was at one of our events, and we're live on air doing video. I actually brought a donut right up to him while we were on air, and he just looked at me like, Dave, what are you doing? So, yes, we do have a little bit of fun with it as well. So we look forward to those meet and greets as well. I think that's something that's so neat to have you part of this community and have you here as well, because we're interacting together, and the other thing that we will do working with you going forward, if there's a situation going on in Baraboo, we will be that voice for you so that people know what's going on, or if people need to know something, we will jump on the radio, correct?
Correct. I would definitely, this is a way to get a message out during a critical situation, a critical incident, and we will definitely utilize that tool going forward. So
if there is something going on, what will happen is they'll contact us. We're available 24/7, just like you are. We keep our phones with us 24/7. Doesn't matter what time, night or day, early morning, whatever. We're available for that. If there's something happening that people need to know in the public, we will help get that word out there as well. We're trying to communicate better in the community is ultimately what it comes down to, right?
Yep, just that open line of communication, sharing information, sharing concerns. I like people to give feedback, and that way we can make corrections and get everything moving in the right direction again. So I think it's important that the community engages the police. We're not an occupying force here. We're a team. We work as a team to solve problems.
And that's exactly, and we're helping be part of that team. This is obviously something very different for us here at the radio station as well. When I first met you and we were talking, this is something that just developed within first meeting you. And I appreciate you working with us, and we're part of the community as well. And that's what we're here for as well. And again, if you want to meet the police chief and the veteran services officer, Tony Tyzinski, that is tomorrow night, June 18th at the Powerline Coffee Company. That's being hosted by manager Donovan. I want to make sure I give a shout out to Donovan as well, because is so neat.
And that is at 6:30 tomorrow. We try to do it. We figure people coming home from work, they obviously, you know, family and things like that. So there's no ideal time to do it, but 6:30 we feel gives people enough time to maybe take care of some business at home and then try to make it over there. So I definitely encourage the business owners that if they're available from the other businesses to come by as well. I think that's a good networking tool for business owners to partake in this. We're going to try to move it around on a regular basis. Last time it was at the library. So we're always looking for somebody to host it. So if somebody wants to approach me tomorrow during that and wants to host it going forward for July, please do come up and let me know, or place a call into the police department.
And the number for the police department again is 608-355-2720, if I remember correctly. So that's the best way to call the non-emergency number if you'd like to host that event in July. And again, that'll be the third Wednesday of the month. So going forward, the chief and I'll be meeting and doing this the third Tuesday of the month. We'll be doing some social media posts going forward. Give people the opportunity to interact with us as well. And we look forward to that opportunity. Again, it's all about getting out in the community, getting to know everyone. It's part of a team, and this is something that's new in the area. We appreciate the chief taking the time to stop in this early in the morning too. You're in here early, so we thank you for coming in early this morning. We know you have a busy schedule as well.
No, I appreciate you allowing me to come and reach out to the public this way. I think this is a way I can reach a lot of people at one time, so I'm really excited about this going forward.
I'm excited about it as well. So we look forward to it. Is there anything you want to add before you head on out?
No, I just encourage people to come down tomorrow to Powerline Coffee, have some coffee, engage. Like I said, veteran services. Everybody probably has some family member that's been in the military. It's a good way to find out what services are available to them, as well as meet some of our officers. And then, like I said, I'd like to share some basic crime data that's going on in the city, and talk with people in an open forum to try to see what they want from their police department, so that going forward, those ideas can be heard and hopefully some changes can continue to occur as we move forward throughout this year.
And also, yeah, so you can meet the veteran service officer. Tony is so great to work with. And Tony, if you're listening, I hope I'm not embarrassing you too much either, but Tony is so great to work with. And those services are just so important for our veterans. So if you're a veteran and in need of those services, please definitely get a hold of Tony. They will help you out. They're a great group to work with. I know this. My father was a military veteran, and I know how much the veteran service office worked with them.
He's an awesome guy. I met with him, and the first time I met with him, a very humble, very nice person. So I think he's going to have a lot of great information for people, and it should be a very a good presentation that he's going to put on.
And again, that's tomorrow night, Powerline Coffee Company, 108 3rd Street, the crime and safety meeting starting at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night. Stop on over, have a cup of coffee, meet with the chief, meet some of our officers and the veteran service officer. Chief Carloni, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate being here.
You bet. This is Dave Grant and Chief Carloni with 99.7 Max FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only
gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
So slashed and torn.
Insanity, loss, and depression. We're breaking.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Our 50-minute music hour continues on Max FM.
Hi, it's Marianne at the Portage Chamber of Commerce. Road construction is here in downtown Portage, but don't let that stop you from visiting us. Just a quick detour is all it takes to reach our shops, our restaurants, and all the fun summer events coming up. Our businesses are open and excited to see you. So whether you're looking for a new shop to visit, maybe a new place to eat, or you just want to spend a day out, downtown Portage is ready to see you. So come see what's waiting for you this summer in downtown Portage.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being. If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. I promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain with a ticket for the runaway train.
Dealing with the pain. Runaway train never comes.